5:45 here at KI. I told you we were going to go all over the place this hour. We start with a relationship advice, then we go into Sierra College football, and now we're going to wrap it all together with September being National Gum Care Month. And we've got a special guest in studio, Bo Ulrich, who is with Ulrich Orthodontics here in Auburn, is with us in studio. We're going to talk about gum disease and things of that sort. But first things first, welcome in, Bo. Thanks for being with us. How are you this afternoon?
Doing very well. Thank you very much for having me here.
Let me also add, it's nice to meet a neighbor. You're just down the street from us, right?
Yeah, just basically a block down.
That's perfect. See, I work here for 3 years and you meet new people all the time. It's because I'm always stuck in this bubble in here. You know what I mean?
I can totally understand that. Yeah.
Now, orthodontics and dentistry go hand in hand. The bottom line is you care about teeth and keeping people healthy. And it is something that I think is overlooked to get serious. And the reason I brought you in is it is National Gum Care Month. And I was having this conversation with my friends the other day just over beers. Like, do you guys actually floss twice a day or do you floss even 3 times a week? And I think a lot of folks just kind of poo-poo it as we get older. And that's not a good idea, correct?
No, that's actually a very bad idea, especially as you get older. Health conditions can have a huge effect on overall gum health, your teeth, and the stability for the rest of your life.
I heard a news report that was talking about basically the link between poor gum health and eventual heart disease and things of that sort. Is that the case?
Yes. They've actually discovered links between cardiovascular disease and actually periodontitis, or, you know, infections of the gum and surrounding bones, so the tissues around the teeth.
Oof. That's scary stuff. Well, let's start with the basics, and then we'll kind of expand off of that. Every dentist, every orthodontist will tell you, most important thing to do, brush twice daily, and also don't be afraid to use a fluoride-based toothpaste, correct?
Exactly. And really, a lot of the natural toothpaste, like Tom's and that sort of thing out there, really, the toothpaste is there to get the plaque off the teeth. That's
right.
The big part of it. The fluoride's kind of a benefit to help with any antibacterial activity that's going on in the oral cavity as well. But for the most part, you're trying to get the plaque off the teeth, and really, a lot of different toothpaste will do that.
And the plaque, if not taken care of, eventually becomes the dreaded tartar, and then we have to come see you because you're the only one who can get rid of it, right?
That is exactly it. That is correct, yes. So,
got to be careful. Now, let's get into the flossing because I get different opinions from different folks and, of course, curious about yours. What's the ideal and what would be acceptable? Those are probably two different answers. What's the ideal amount of flossing per week and an acceptable amount in your opinion?
Well, ideally, we'd love to have everybody flossing at least once a day. The reality of it is 90% of the people don't do that.
Correct.
It really depends person by person. A lot of it's diet, home care, but also your overall relative health. If you're a healthy individual, you tend not to build up a lot of plaque. I've seen people get away with flossing once or twice a week and be perfectly happy with it. Mm. With braces, obviously, in my field, I'm happy if kids are flossing just, you know, 2-3 times a week, let alone at all. So for the most part, ideally, yes, I'd love to have it every day. But in reality, I know that doesn't happen.
Now, I'm very happy with my current dentist, but I have one kind of minor horror story that strikes me. This hygienist back when I was living in the Bay Area was so critical of my choice of floss brands because I was using that Glide stuff, you know, the Easy Glide stuff that goes through.
Yeah.
And she gave me this stuff that was just much more abrasive and rough, and I guess it did a better job. But what my point of the question is, not to trash her, is to what does it matter what brand you're using? Is there a particular type that is better to actually get in there and get the gunk out?
Really, no. It's if you floss, more power to you. Really, if you're doing it right, it shouldn't matter what type of floss you've got. Some people prefer waxed flosses.
Yeah.
It actually has the wax coating on them, and it gives you that nice minty flavor afterwards. Others, you know, the unwaxed, it works perfectly. Perfectly fine. The tape is what I think they call it now. A lot of different brands have that, and it works just as well. It just, you know, as long as you're doing it right, that's all that matters.
We're visiting with Bo Ulrich, DDS. He's with Ulrich Orthodontics here in Auburn, and we're talking about September, which is National Gum Care Month. Talking about the flosses, these water picks are all the rage. Every time I go to Costco, I see them there in the aisle. My mom just got one. She's raving about it. What do you think about them?
I love water picks. They're a great adjunct to floss. They are not a substitute.
Ah, glad you pointed that out.
So I do love them. Most of the time, a lot, especially with younger adults, adolescents, the bathroom gets very wet with those. So I tell parents to be very careful when giving your children those types of devices. But they also have something that's really great. They call it like shower floss. It's basically a water pick you can hook to your shower head.
So that's cool.
If you've got the little ones around and you don't want the whole bathroom sprayed down every time, you can do it. Have them just do it in the shower. So
so there are a multitude of choices.
Oh, yes, that's good. Definitely.
As long as we're doing it. Now, being an orthodontist, I wanted to ask you this because one of my best friends in the world, his son is 12 years old, and he just came over the other day, and he had the braces on. And I remember talking to him about the one challenge for me when I was a kid and had braces was getting in there and actually flossing. Is it kind of challenging to kind of convince the kids once they've got the braces on? Because let's just put it this way, it requires a lot more time when you've got braces on.
It does. Time is really the factor when it comes to flossing with braces. It is not a quick ordeal when it comes to flossing with them. But once again, it's the benefit versus the consequences of not flossing. So overall, it's good to emphasize. Like I said, I'm happy if my patients are doing it every day. But in reality, if they're doing it a few times a week, I'm usually quite happy with them at least making the attempt to floss.
Making the attempt, that's
yeah.
Good. Make your attempts out there, folks. Let's talk mouthwash. I just use whatever brand's on sale, basically, fluoride-based. I think it's got alcohol in it. Do you have an opinion? Alcohol, no alcohol, which one's better?
It's really personal preference. Alcohol is good for killing bacteria. As long as it's got fluoride in it, same thing. It helps to harden the tooth as well as kill some of the bacteria. I know some people even like rinsing with hydrogen peroxide.
And is that okay to do?
It's perfectly fine to do. Make sure you dilute it so you're not, you know, beating your mouth up too badly. But it does work. It is not as long-lasting as a fluoride-based mouthwash. But I know as a home remedy type of thing, it does, you know, does a decent job for some people.
I had a dentist on from the Central Valley a few weeks ago, and we were talking about this disturbing trend I've seen online on Facebook, Twitter, etc., this charcoal-based toothpaste, where essentially you see people with a mouthful of black charcoal who are bragging about how white their teeth got. The thing they don't mention to you is all their enamel's now gone. That stuff's a bad idea, right?
It's quite abrasive. And, you know, a lot of times the difference between like a whitening toothpaste versus mm-hmm. a basic toothpaste is really just the size of those little particulates in there. They're bigger with whitening toothpaste, so they'll take off more of the surface or surface stain of a tooth. With charcoal, you're just multiplying that by, you know, 10, 15 times. So it's basically like putting some sandpaper in there and saying, hey, I got all the stain off my tooth.
What do you think about the strips, the whitening strips you see everywhere? Are those okay?
They are great. You know, they're a little bit more cumbersome to put on, but I tell a lot of people, especially those that are just interested in getting started on bleaching, they're a fantastic way to try it to make sure your teeth aren't too sensitive to bleach. So they're a good, cheap alternative for the short term. In the long term, sometimes that in-office bleaching is a better option.
And you could probably do both, I suppose, right? If you want ultra white?
Of course, yeah. Yeah.
Now, one of the last points I wanted to mention here, and we don't think about this enough, is the fact if you're chugging down burgers and beers every single day, that is eventually going to affect the health of your teeth, right? We got to try and eat a little bit more healthy. I mean, we're not dietitians, but we're just recommending that, right?
Well, you know, the occasional burger and beer, I think, is a good mental break for everybody in terms of health. But overall, yes, your diet definitely can affect the overall health of your mouth because it affects your inflammatory process, your body's ability to withstand itself,
right.
To fight off any type of potential bacteria or things like that occur in the mouth. And so when you're, you know, not treating yourself nicely with your diet, your body's going to respond in a poorer fashion than would a healthy individual.
How often do we need to see our dentist and or orthodontist every year?
Well, your orthodontist, if you've got braces, you got to be seeing them pretty often. But your dentist, we usually recommend 6 months or so for your regular dental checkups. If you've been a person that's had poorer health in the past or one that has active disease going on, sometimes every 3 months are actually a really good idea to keep up with your dentist and make sure that everything's staying in check.
What's the I guess time length for the braces these days? I think when I was a kid, I had mine on for like maybe just short of 2 years. Has it sped up at all, or is that just vary mouth by mouth, I suppose, right?
It varies mouth by mouth. It's all over the board, so yeah.
It just depends. Well, tell folks where they can find you here. I know we've got a lot of listeners with kids and grandkids who will eventually be looking for an orthodontist and getting those pearly whites all perfect for as they age.
Well, I'm on 1112 Lincoln Way, just actually right down from the K-High studio.
So you can, and do you have a phone number we can call you?
Yes, area code 530-885-8331.
And I believe if you look on Yelp, you're going to see some good reviews as well. You guys have a cool website, too, where it tells everybody about it. What's the website?
Our website is www.ulrichorthodontics.com.
Perfect. Well, Bo, I appreciate you being with us, and I appreciate you being flexible with the time because I had such a busy hour. We're going to have you back on, man, because you're a good guest, and thanks for being with us today. It's been a pleasure.
Excellent. Thank you guys very much. Have a wonderful day.
We'll take a quick break and be right back. You're listening to AM 950 KHI.